This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
That's where we come from, but that's a part of what we've lost. We have to begin again to understand that we have a concept in Islam. It's called the concept of khilaf. It is justifiable disagreement. It's not disagreement just because I'm disagreeable. It is justifiable disagreement. And the important takeaway from this is the following, because this is what makes our conversation so difficult. If I go into the conversation understanding that there is the possibility of multiple justifiable points of view, then the point of the conversation is to learn what those justifiable points of view are and to separate those from those points of view that are not justifiable. Does anybody understand my point about that? But if I don't have that mentality, then I go into the conversation on the understanding that there is one right view. And I listen to everybody in terms of what? Are you saying that which will confirm my view? If you are, then I will accept you. If you're not, I gotta kill you. I have to destroy your point of view. Why? Because that's the only way mine can stand. And you can see what this does to us as a community. I can't even listen to you. I can't even listen to you. Because if you even sound like you're going in a direction that threatens the point of view that I'm inclined towards, all right, I'm going to shut you down, either by shouting you down or by psychologically blocking you up. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Right? I mean, it's like, I hate to say this, you get into an argument with your wife or your husband. You ain't listening to that. You pretend to listen. Shit, I'm sharpening myself. Go ahead. I'm looking for the holes. I ain't trying to understand nothing. Because I got a position I want to defend. And I'm breaking out the gats. And as soon as she's done, what? Who? And the whole time she's speaking, or the whole time he's speaking, you ain't got nothing up but defense mechanism. This is what we have to get away from, brothers and sisters. And this is why it's so important for us on a very fundamental level to get back to a basic religious literacy in our community. There are many things, as I said, that there's no discussion on. But look at all of the issues that have been raised in this conference. What is the best way to create wealth in our community? There's going to be one point of view about that. And even if there is one point of view, because at some point, we got to make a decision. How are we going to arrive at that? We're going to have the kinds of discussions that will enable us to come up top with the very best point of view. And that means a willingness to listen and give and take.